Hi, Pastor Bob here. Welcome back to the Men of Valor and Daily Living Podcast. The verse from today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and it states, "If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, and the new is here." As we mature in life, most of us start to think this thought practically every day. Is it worth it? Is this thing worth giving up my time, my money, my freedom for whatever we're contemplating on getting or doing, down to even eating healthy or having another dessert? For example, when people mature and start to think when they go to spend money, how many hours do I have to work to get this? Once they count the hours, they start to think, is this thing worth that amount of hours of my time? It's amazing how many mature people then decide not to purchase that object where before they would have just bought it. Everything becomes a logical cost-reward decision. However, for some people, a process of regeneration takes place. That is when the Holy Spirit touches a person and a lifelong process called sanctification begins. A lifelong process that starts to form you to be more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. The person's thoughts begin to change from me, me, me to what would Jesus do? 1 John 2, verse 6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did." As your relationship with the Lord grows, you may decide to follow God no matter what the cost may look like. The process may start out with do this or don't do that to teach obedience, but it may grow into extreme cases when people are called to be martyred instead of denying Jesus Christ. That's what happened to Jim Elliot, a martyr who famously said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." In Matthew 10:38, Jesus says, "Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. And whoever finds their life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Truly, Jesus teaches the road to salvation requires a much greater sacrifice than saying a one-minute prayer. His love is so great, and his salvation is a gift, and our sanctification walk will reveal if we really received that gift that transformed our heart, or did we just repeat words that someone told us and said that by saying these words, that would get us to heaven. It's impossible to have a true encounter with God and not be changed. If you haven't had an encounter like that, pray for one. Jeremiah chapter 20:13 says, "If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me." What an amazing God we serve. God bless you all.